You are about to warning. You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You made it to the weekend, little buddy. How you doing, Doc?
Hey, I'm awesome, Crudy. Happy Friday to you, Evan, on the board today, our fair audience. A third day of work for you this week, Crudy. That's a hell of a week for you, man. You're starting to get to my style.
Keeping salvia hours. Hey, buddy, there was a lot to talk about. We got to do some radioing today. Is that a job? We do radio in.
We're radioing. We're radioing all the time, baby.
Well, it's live, Devils, and it's also, and I know this is important to you, it's the last Friday of Summerfest, right?
Last weekend of Summerfest, yep. So I'll be down there tonight and tomorrow.
Doing your duty, partying like a rock star.
Yeah, I can't wait, man. And Santana on Sunday, dude. It's going to be a hell of a time. I'm starting right now.
So it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Sunday, fun day. Then.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
And back to work on Monday.
You know, the laborious ditch digging that we do here. So that'll be fun for you. You know who I bet didn't have a fun day? Pat Cipollone.
No, I don't know, man. Maybe the former White House counsel got a lot off his chest today.
Sort of a confessor kind of a day.
Right.
The former White House counsel was scheduled to give some videotape, some under oath, apparently under oath testimony, some transcribed testimony to the J6 committee. And that was supposed to happen today. And unfortunately, I don't think we're going to learn any of these specific details. Not today, but I'm hoping soon. Like Tuesday.
Tuesday, maybe some video. There is some reporting, a brief reporting, apparently, according to NBC News, as we found this on the Raw story, that Cipollone has been a cooperative witness today.
Cooperative.
Yes, cooperative. A cooperative witness within the parameters of his desire to protect executive privilege for the Office of General Counsel, which I can understand. There is an institution there. There is a reason to have some protection in that regard.
Well, talking about protection, Dom, apparently it ain't even safe to go out as a Supreme Court justice, you know, to an expensive steakhouse and, you know, make it all the way through dessert. Apparently the terrorists, the mob, have driven Kavanaugh out of one of his favored
dining
establishments.
Oh, no.
We'll get to that as well. Also, the Wisconsin Supreme Court, they've upheld the big lie in some weird sort of way. They banned ballot boxes. What? They banned
the ballot drop boxes. Yes.
Although they've never offered a scintilla of evidence that, you know, anyone committed fraud or anything actually changed. So the fact that people in absentia, you know, would actually deliver a ballot to a ballot drop box that apparently is now illegal, I tell you. And that kind of upholds the big lie, right? They're boxes full of
absentee ballots that maybe old people and perhaps disabled people might use. And I also wonder, because I used, as I voted early, I took my absentee ballot and I put it in the drop box, which is in the vestibule of the city hall / police department. And there is nobody there. There's not a clerk on site. While it's certainly, you know,
illegal. You voted illegally.
Is that now illegal?
It is. It is. According to the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
That seems a little harsh.
A 4-3 ruling, Tom. Shocker. Yeah. The current makeup of the court, 4-3. four conservatives, three Democratic supported candidates. And I would point out that could all change next spring. Never too early to start talking about the judicial races.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, that is like the Dems better do their part. They better win back the Wisconsin Supreme Court, or it's going to be another decade of miserable governance. Just warning you. Anyways, that to look forward to in the spring. But a big show today, and of course, Friday's time, we air the grievances. And yours will not be our fine guest in hour number two, the happier happy hour. Oh, I guess he's coming at 5. I got the time wrong. James Santel.
Yes.
Jim Santel, former U.S. attorney, friend of the devil's, fine host of his own fine talk show. Saturday mornings, if you haven't caught on yet, stick around for the morning cannolis with Jim Santel, 9 to 11 a.m. Saturdays on both the Shaw and Devil Radio. Dom, so Jim Santel joins us at 5 Central Time. I've been confusing times, apparently.
I can see, man. It's been a stressful week for you, but the good news is we're coming to the end of it.
We're cruising into a block party weekend, says Dom. So anyways, let's get to it. The president also, an executive order. He's reinstituted Roe v. Wade through the stroke of a pen through executive fiat, Dom.
Not quite.
Well, what exactly did Joe Biden do? Do we know? We've got some sound. Let's start with the sound. Let's hear the president, your president, my president. Let's hear how Joe Biden describes his action. Going to need your help, of course, Evan. Let's start with cut number 10, President Biden on abortion. Play it.
This is a choice. This is a moment. The moment. A moment to restore the rights that have been taken away from us.
Okay. How are you going to do that, sir? Cut 11.
Consider the challenge accepted, court. But in the meantime, I'm signing this important executive order.
Which challenge does what accepted? Exactly? Did he just take off the glove and slap the Supreme Court with it?
A duel? He and Kavanaugh at 10 paces, Tom? I'd pick the drunk guy. If I was going to have a duel, I'd want the drunk guy.
You want to duel against the drunk guy?
Oh, yes, yeah. I'm going to have to duel against someone on the court. Right. Give me the drunkard.
Yeah, you're not taking the drunk. You're taking odds on the drunk. You'd rather fight against the drunk guy.
Gotcha. Yes. I would like to duel against you, beer-loving Kavanaugh. A little bit more here from the president. Abortion and urging the votes. Cut 12.
We need two additional pro-choice senators and a pro-choice House to codify Roe as federal law. Your vote can make that a reality.
Yes.
If you live in Wisconsin, or you live in Pennsylvania, or hell, if you live in Ohio, if you want to vote for Tim Ryan over J.D. Vance, who'd be a despicable choice from Ohio. But more importantly, I think the pickups for the Dems could very likely be Fetterman in Pennsylvania. And of course, you got to see who the nominee is here in the state of Wisconsin. But your buddy Ron Johnson, looking particularly vulnerable. We'll talk about that later in the big show as well.
And I just want to say, you know, the fact that, you know, Biden signed the executive order, maybe we'll get into some of that. And the fact he's using his bully pulpit to, you know, articulate specifically what this country is going to need in order to codify Roe v. Wade. I think it's very important, and I'm glad he's doing it.
Well, he did kind of slap the court. Let's get into the specific language from the president. Cut number lucky 13, if you would, Evan.
Let's be clear about something from the very start. This was not a decision driven by the Constitution. Let me say it again. This was not a decision driven by the Constitution.
No, it wasn't. More from President Biden. Cut 14, please.
The truth is, today's Supreme Court majority that is playing fast and loose with the facts.
Yes, and here comes the sort of the anyways, judge for yourself. Cut number 15. I was proud of Joe when he said this.
The majority has overruled Roe and Casey for one and only one reason, because it has always despised them, and now it has the votes to discard them, end of quote. So what we're witnessing wasn't a constitutional judgment. It was an exercise in raw political power.
Raw political power.
Wait, the Supreme Court's political? Wow, weird.
One more from Biden, at least for now. Play it for the people. Cut 16, please. The court will not protect your rights.
When you read the decision, the court has made clear It will not protect the rights of women. Period. Period. After having made the decision based on a reading of a document that was frozen in time in the 1860s, when women didn't even have the right to vote.
Actually, let's try to sneak in a little more sound from the president. Joe Biden, cut 19, please.
We cannot allow an out-of-control Supreme Court working in conjunction with extremist elements of the Republican Party to take away freedoms and our personal autonomy.
I tell you what, that's pretty newsworthy, what the president is saying there. I wish he was saying it a little more strongly, a little more forcefully, but the words he's using, the president, that's pretty damn strong stuff.
He doesn't need to bang the podium. He's saying it. He's the president. A couple more here. Let's do cut number 20, please.
I don't think the court, or for that matter, the Republicans who for decades have pushed the extreme agenda, have a clue about the power of American women. But they're about to find out, in my view.
Hallelujah, brother. Let's do one more. Cut 21, please.
What we're witnessing is a giant step backwards in much of our country.
A giant step backwards. So he's laid out the math. He's laid out the fact that the court is exercising political power, and he's laid out the fact that women are going to roll this thing through. It's going to take the women to show up. Of course, the men, too, as well.
Well, the executive order carries very little weight, Dom. We talked about that before you and I came on air. The order itself, very little there. But the more important thing, the president, he shows the way. He tells us, you got to win a couple of Senate seats. He should have said, hey, Wisconsin, you listen. Hey, Pennsylvania. Hey, Ohio. There's some very important races. If you do the right thing, women may actually get their rights back. But the failure to do so, a guy like Ron Johnson gets to stay in his job?
Oh, come on, man. What I did not hear, and I would have liked to have heard, what about expanding the court, President Biden?
Well, first you need to win a couple of more senatorial seats, because you ain't doing that with Joe Manchin.
Well, he already said you need to win a couple of senatorial seats in order to codify Roe v. Wade. Why not bring up the fact that wasn't it his own blue ribbon committee that suggested perhaps expanding the court?
Hey, man, he's just got to promise not to get in the way of the expansion of the court. Know what I mean? Leave that to Senator Fetterman and perhaps Senator Barnes, or we'll see. Godlewski, Lazary, Nelson, we'll see. More Devils. We'll be right back.
The only thing we have to fear is...
Go get him!
Ladies and gentlemen, we have arrived in Philadelphia. Local time is 3:05 p.m. and the temperature is 67 degrees. At this time, you are now free to use your cellular devices.
You know that feeling when you get to turn your phone on after the plane lands? You can have that feeling every time you drive. Make sure your cell phone is stowed away whenever you are behind the wheel.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.